Jesus gave me water.
And it was not
in the well.
Well, there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher, she drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praise swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave a living, loving, lasting water. And it was not in the well. On that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She left my Savior singing. She came back to him bringing the town seat of the water, Lord. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praise swell. Jesus gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water. And it was not in the well. Lord, that woman left for shouting. There was no room for doubting that she had met a Savior who did her wonders tell. Every time she doubted him, she started to think about him, the man that gave her that water, Lord. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praise swell. Tell you he gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water, 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 loving water. And it was not in the well.
Buked and scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, from the delightful specialty compilation CD of the same name. We heard Jesus Gave Me Water, classic soul stirs from the 1950s on specialty. And got a bunch of music lined up for you today. It's another eclectic show. But it's really hard to only hear one classic soul stirs song, so let's hear another by them. This is All Right Now. I'll come in later and talk about what we heard. Thanks a lot for tuning in.
Well, you know I'm all
right now.
Right now.
All right now.
Yes, I am.
All right
I'm
now.
All right now.
All right now.
Since I
right
fixed
now.
It up with Jesus.
All right now.
You know I'm all
right
now.
He
taught me how to walk,
and
he taught me how to talk. Since I fixed it up for Jesus, you know I'm all
right
now.
Then once I was a stranger, I was burned down in sin, but the Savior came unto me, said, sinner, come on in. Then he saved my soul from dying. Ever since that day, I've been crying. Since I fixed it with Jesus, then I'm all right now.
Oh, you know I'm all
right
now. Yes, I am.
Trouble.
I didn't have no God on my side, but Jesus.
brother to me. He says, I am the truth and the lie. If you'll take me by my hand, we'll go on home, set out in the promised land. Says, I fixed it up for Jesus. Come on.
Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Said you don't believe in Jesus, and not a word he said when they come all the way down Lazarus way, raising from the dead. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Now I got fiery fingers, said I got fiery hands. When I get up in the head, gonna play in the fiery band. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Shot out over the water, said I won't be here long. Soul is anchored in Jesus, and the world won't do me no harm. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Well, pride is the key to heaven. Faith unlocked the door. That's why my God gave me the key in. I carry everywhere I go. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Shame. The Holy Ghost is my witness, and the angels don't sign my name. Long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Just long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world.
Last words my dear mother said. living a life that's so full of sin. But many the time while out in the gutter, my mother's prayers was answered again. About 3 years ago, I came to the altar. My mother's face was plain as could be. I told my dear Lord, you know I'm not worthy. Have mercy upon a sinner like me. Mother, I know there's waiting up yonder, watching for me on heavenly train.
There is no sickness torn. honored in you, in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to meet my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just to go.
In no realm are these powers the same. You take a ship, the starting power and staying power are not the same. With a train, many times the train starts, it has power to start, but not power enough to make the journey. In childhood, sometimes we have a fine beginning, but a very poor ending. In marriage, some marriages, I can remember some. When I was a boy, I remember a young man married, and I went to the market one day, and the butcher was hurrahing this young preacher. His name was Hancock. He said, "Brother Hancock, I notice now, since you've married, that every time you come to the store, you want chicken or fish. And that's all you feeding that girl, chicken and fish." But I'm afraid that later it's going to be salt bacon for the girl. And their marriage wound up on the rocks. It didn't last long. It started beautiful. It was very lovely. It was honey and darling and sugar to begin with. But it didn't last very long. However beautiful one's beginning may be, nothing matters much in human life without a good ending. Not necessarily an ending that the world calls good, but one that is pleasing to God. The life and works of Jesus could have easily been spoiled in the Garden of Gethsemane had he not remained faithful to God. Had he given up in face of the cross and the persecutions that he had to undergo as he faced the cross. It would be a fine thing if every member of the church would carefully check himself in the light of these facts. How does his present action and his prospective ending compare with the beginning of his Christian experience? In other words, are you as faithful now as you was when you were first converted? Remember how you used to go to church every Sunday? You attended prayer meeting on Wednesday night, but somehow you've grown cold and indifferent about your church service and your service to God. Now you had a fine beginning, but you'd better be careful about your end. You not only want to have a fine beginning, but you want to have a good ending in your Christian experience. Now, the cause of Demas' desertion, Paul tells us the reason why he deserted me is because he loved the present world. And I'll tell you now that the love of the world will separate you from God. The Lord plainly says that you cannot serve God in mammon. If you love the world, Paul said, Demas let me down. And the reason why he let me down was because he loved the present world. That's the reason. For no other reason. The love of the world. The love of the world does not necessarily mean that one loves things which are inherently evil. Though it might mean that. It might mean that you love things that are inherently evil. Demas may have wanted to turn his attention to some form of pleasure. Demas may have said, as many of you are saying today, and as one lady said to my wife yesterday, that I don't see how you could be a preacher's wife. So you have to go to church all day on Sunday. That was the only objection she seemed to have had to being a preacher's wife. So you have to go to church all day on Sunday. Well, now, I said to my wife when I left, I said the reason why that folk feel that it's a tragedy they have to go to church on Sunday all day is because they do not love the Lord. Amen. When people love the Lord, and who have really been born of the Spirit of God, they will love to go to church on Sunday. It will not be a burden to them. And I'll tell you, when a church bell rings, those who know God and who love God, it puts something in it that he wants to get up and go to church. Church attendance is not a burden to people who love God. But the folk who do not love God, they let anything get in the way. Yeah. Might have been business. Business is no sin, but it is a sin to let your business get between you and God. Amen. I don't care what kind of business you in. If you can't take care of that business 6 days a week, you ought to give God the Sabbath day. Amen. And then it might have even been his family. You know, sometimes we stop serving God to look out after our families. But you've got to understand that the Lord said that he must be first. First. You must understand that. That God must have first place in your life. Then the testimony of the scriptures. John 2:15-17 said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. But if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And then we have some essential requirements for a successful ending. First, integrity of conscience. Keeping faith with oneself. If a man will always do what he believes to be right, while at the same time earnestly seeking to know the Lord's will, in order that he may do it, he will, if he has not already actually in the right way, he will find it sooner or later. I mean, if you're honest in what you do. You know the trouble with us, so many of us, we're hypocrites. We don't mean nothing. I told a fella going to a certain church, I said, that's a good church, all right. They're fine folk. They just don't have no religion. I said, about 15 out of 1,000 in there has got religion. So I met him the other day. He said, Reverend, I think you overestimated the number that had religion. I don't believe it's 5. That you gave them a large percentage. I don't believe it's 5 in 1,000 that know Jesus. And I tell you, that's our trouble. We haven't even heard of the Holy Ghost. We don't know anything about Jesus. We are not honest in what we are doing. We are not in earnest. We are not doing it with a clear conscience. Your conscience tells you you're wrong. And you move on doing what you know is wrong. Against your conscience. In other words, on the other hand, one will crucify his conscience in order to have what the world offers, will ultimately find that he's not able to shake off the shackles with which his sin has bound him. You know, you keep on doing, your conscience tells you it's wrong, but you continue to do what you know is wrong. And I tell you, I heard a fella preaching on the powers of sin. And he preached from 3 outlines, sin binding, sin blinding, and sin grinding. And first, preaching about Samson, the first thing the Philistines did was to bind him. And that's what sin always binds its victim. It binds you so you can't get away from it. And then sin blinds you. Things that really you were living close to the Lord that you wouldn't dare to do. But sin will tell you it's no worse than something else. I might as well do this. You got a deacon on your board doing this or doing that or doing the other. But I don't care what the deacon is doing. I don't care what the preacher is doing. I don't care what the whole church is doing. You ought to be willing to stand up like Joshua did. Look Israel in the face. And said, I don't care what you do. You make your choice. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't care where the world goes, and I don't care about the ways of the world. That's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's the spirit of, should be the spirit of every child of God. And then staying power is always associated with the experience of being captured by a cult. Something which one thus captured considers greater and more important than himself. Means, my friend, that you must be captured by your cult. Oh, yes! Trouble about it with the members of our church is that we are not captured by the cult. Jesus must be the ruling power in our lives. This is the spirit out of which murders are made. Think of people who suffered and died for the sake of causes to which they devoted, my friend, themselves. Well, so many men have died to protect their families. So many men have died to protect their country. Oh, how the blood of martyrs run up and down this land today. Blood of those who so loved. That's why Jesus died for this world. He so loved it. That's why Paul, right in my text, really went to the chopping block. He was on his way as he wrote these words to Timothy. Yes! He was nearing the end of his journey. Yes! I heard the same man said to Timothy, writing in the same passage, that I had a trial the other day, but no man stood with me. Yes! I was left by myself. Nobody came forward to speak a word for me. Nobody said he's all right. You know, it's a good thing sometime when you get in a close place to have somebody to speak a word for you. Somebody to say he's all right. But Paul said I had a trial the other day and no man stood with me. Everybody went against me. But this is one thing that gave me consolation. Though everybody was against me, I'm glad of this one thing, and that is the Lord, he stood with me. Yes, every child of God, I can rejoice this morning that though everybody else in the world may go against us, but it's a fine thing to know that the Lord is on your side. Staying power. Let's see now, it's one thing for a man to lay hold on some of the more comfortable aspects of the gospel and perception. Thank you.
And welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, the last show in August of this year, 2023. We just heard from his kind of strange record, Old Fashioned Love, John Fahey, I Saw the Light Shining Round and Round. Before that, another cover, Kamasi Washington did Amazing Grace from the Light of the World record. I think he tends to go a little bit towards cheese, but so what? Before that, from trip to the True Light Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, February 1st, 1948, Lomax recording, sermon by Reverend Cyphers on starting power and staying power is how it is written down, and probably never been played on the air before. Before that, E.C. Ball did The Poor Wayfaring Stranger. Before that, Reverend Robert Ballinger did Holy Spirit. Before that, Slim and Orna Ball did Mother's Prayers Were Not in Vain. Before that, record that I've liked for a long time, Jorma Kaukonen's, pretty sure it's his first solo record, Qua, from the early 1970s, maybe 1972. His version of I Am the Light of This World, which is how I first heard it as a teenager in the early 1980s, buying up a lot of 60s records at bargain record places. Before that, I Want Two Wings to Veil My Face, the Cotton Top Mountain Sanctified Singers. We took that from the Goodbye Babylon set, which is really set a new bar when Dusty Digital put that out. And we started off with the Soul Stirrers doing All Right Now. Let's take it back to the 20s, 30s again. Blind Willie Johnson, Let Your Light Shine on Me. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Let it shine on me. Let it shine on me, let your light from the lighthouse shine on me, let it shine on me, let it shine on me, let your light from the lighthouse shine on. My Lord, He done just what He said. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Heal the sick and raise the dead. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on. Oh, let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on, let it shine on, let your light from the lighthouse shine on. I know I've got religion and ain't ashamed, let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Angels in heaven down the road, my name, let your light from the lighthouse shine on. Let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on. Let it shine on, let your light from the lighthouse shine on. Let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on. Let it shine on, let your light from the lighthouse.
shine on me, shine on, let it shine on. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on, let it shine on.